Own your money. Own your life.
I'm Jared Dillian. This is the Jared Dillian Show. If you want to call to talk about your money, please call 844-305-7800. That's 844-305-7800. This is the Jared Dillian Show. So, I want to talk about volatility for a second. Volatility is the enemy. The purpose of volatility is to make people make stupid decisions. If you had two assets, and one asset returned 8% a year and moved around 1% a day, and the other asset returned 8% a year and moved around 2% a day, which one would you rather have? They return the same. Well, naturally, you'd want the one that moves around less because volatility makes us uncomfortable. It causes stress. Up and down and up and down. The whole point is to eliminate stress. So what would the ideal portfolio look like? Well, say you had a portfolio that returned 8% a year, but let's just say it had zero volatility. So basically, it just went up by a small amount every day, and it never went down. It went up in a straight line with no volatility at all. What does that portfolio look like? That looks like a bank account in 1984. 1984, you could get 8% interest in a bank account. You got the same amount of interest every day. There was no risk to principal. There was no volatility. That was the ideal investment. What is the worst possible investment? Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin has returned a lot, although it's down about 50% from the highs. But something that moves around 50% at a time. This is one of the reasons I took a long time to warm up to Bitcoin. The returns are great, but on a risk-adjusted basis, the returns are terrible. You want a lot of return with not much volatility. There is a guy, his name's Mark Yusko. Mark is a friend of mine. He's a big Bitcoin guy. You know, he was out there saying a couple of weeks ago, he's like, embrace the volatility. We love volatility. No, it's volatility is undesirable. We do not want volatility. The last thing we want is volatility. So, I have a competitor. He says you should invest in aggressive growth stock mutual funds. Why? Because they return the most, at least they have in the past. So you should invest in these growth mutual funds because they return 12% a year. You should invest in them because they return the most. It's not the reason to invest in something. If you have a range of possible assets, I mean, this is why you need somebody who has a sophisticated understanding of risk. If I have something that returns 10%, 12%, 15%, I don't automatically get the thing that returns 15%. You have to look at the volatility, and you also have to look at the character of the volatility, what that volatility is like. The volatility of volatility, whether it's a jump diffusion process. It's all kinds of things to consider. So I used to own Beyond Meat. Beyond Meat is a volatile stock, you know. And when I owned the stock, I really didn't like the volatility. But one thing you have to do with volatility is to manage your risk, and you really have to watch your position sizing. With a volatile stock, you want a much smaller position. With a stock that doesn't move, you can have a much bigger position. And with bonds, you can have very big positions. And that was the genesis of my 35-65 portfolio, was reducing the volatility in your portfolio. Now, there is a concept known as the Sharpe ratio. That is basically return divided by risk. Now, I actually wrote an article on Bloomberg about the Sharpe ratio, and maybe I'll read that after the break. Now, Sharpe ratio is better than just looking at returns, but it's not perfect. But you do want a fund or a stock that has a very high Sharpe ratio. You're not going to find Sharpe ratio on Yahoo Finance or anything like that, and I don't recommend that you try to compute it. Just keep in mind that if you're buying a volatile stock, you're going to have a smaller position. The whole idea is to build a portfolio that you can live with, a portfolio that helps you sleep at night. You really do not want to be laying in bed worrying about some stock that you bought that is ripping all over the place. And if you find yourself in this position, my recommendation is to cut the risk down to a level where you're not worrying about the position. You know, my Beyond Meat position was moving around about $15,000 a day, which was about all I could handle. Though I have other positions that have moved around a lot more than that. And it's fine when it's going your way, but if it's not, it's not. Here is what happens if you have a stock that has too much risk. It is going to go down and down, and you are going to become stressed about the position. You're going to sell it at the worst possible time, and right after you sell it, it's going to go up again, and it's going to make you look like a chump. Because the purpose of volatility is to make people make stupid decisions. And now we're going to have our discussion about asset allocation, because a portfolio that is 100% stocks is no good. A portfolio that is all stocks has 25% volatility, which means that one standard deviation is going to be a 25% move up or down. That's a mathematical term. I don't really want to get too much into Chebyshev's theorem and stuff like that, so maybe we'll just leave it there. Depending on what bonds you choose, a bond portfolio might have 5% volatility, which is much easier to manage. Then you have the awesome portfolio, which is 20% stocks, 20% bonds, 20% cash, 20% gold, and 20% real estate. And that portfolio probably has about 5 to 10% volatility, probably less. Remember, the biggest drawdown in the awesome portfolio, in the history of the awesome portfolio, going back to 1971, has been 9%, which was during the financial crisis. Remember, risk is more important than returns. You should not be picking mutual funds on the basis of returns. You should be picking mutual funds on the basis of risk, because risk is more important than returns. Now, of course, some people like risk. Some people want to take as much risk as possible, and they can tolerate a huge amount of risk. I mean, I can definitely tolerate more risk than some people. Some people, if they had my portfolio, they would be puking in the trash can. I'm Jared Dillian. This is The Jared Dillian Show.
Jared Dillian Show.